What do falling stars, ladybugs, and eyelashes have in common? We wish you'd stick around to find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. A quote from our Old Farmer's Almanac Daily Planner says, "If you make a wish when you hear the first whippoorwill call in spring, it's sure to come true. There's no shortage of folklore when it comes to things to wish on. Falling stars, wishing wells, birthday candles, and some that are probably unique to your own family. We've even heard that itchy noses, falling eyelashes, stubbed toes, and yawning can be occasions for wishing. And here's one you can try out with a friend. If you find two nuts in a shell that should only have one, share it with a friend and both your wishes will be granted." That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more fun folklore online at almanac.com.